感谢主，让我们在这个年尾又是机会可以一同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord that at the end of this year we have the opportunity to gather at his in his presence.
弟兄姊妹都已经知道我的负担呢，想和弟兄姊妹交通另一位保惠师三项重要的工作。
Brothers and sisters should be aware of my burden to share with everyone concerning the work of the another comforter.
好，我想开头的时候请我们大家一同先来读一些主的话。
I believe, as we begin, let us first turn to the word of God.
我们先读约翰福音第十四章。
Let us turn to the gospel according to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
The gospel according to John chapter 14.
我们从十六节读到二十节。
We'll read from verses 16 to 20.
好，我先读中文，弟兄读英文。
I'll first read in Chinese, and then our brother will read in English.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在。也要在你们里面，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.That he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因着我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
第十六章第七节。
Chapter 16, verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
我们再请看约翰一书。
Let us also turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第一节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 1.
我小子们呐，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里。我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
这里这位中保呢，
here,
原文就是保惠师。
Here, this word advocate in the original is comforter.
好，我们再请弟兄姊妹啊，看一下这个哥林多前书。
Let us also turn to 1 Corinthians.
林前第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
岂不知你们是神的殿？神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
第六章,
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第十九节,
verse 19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗? 这圣灵是从神而来, 住在你们里头的, 并且你们不是自己的人。
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own?
我想我们最后看一处旧约圣经。
I will turn and read a passage in the Old Testament.
出埃及记第25章。
Exodus chapter 25.
因为有关这些方面的经文很多啊，我只简单的选一句来读。
Because there are many areas concerning this text, I will only read part of it.
出埃及记 第25章第8节
Exodus chapter 25, verse 8
又当为我造圣所, 使我可以住在他们中间。
And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them.
我们熟悉约翰福音的人都知道。
For us who are familiar with the gospel according to John, we know.
从13章开始,
Starting from chapter 13 of John,
我们的主知道他离世的时候到了。
Our Lord realizes the time for his departure has come.
所以他做了几件重要的事。 So
he has did a few things.
然后到了第14章,
So in John chapter 14,
那么他就做了一些很重要的一些的讲论。
He spoke many important words.
这个一直到16章。
And these words are recorded from John chapter
14
to 16.
到了17章, 我们的主就一个大的祷告。
And in John chapter 17, our Lord gives this wonderful prayer.
我们知道这是主耶稣离世之前在地上所做的最重要的事情。
We realize this is the most important work of our Lord before his departure.
那么特别在14章里面,
Especially in John chapter 14.
我们的主告诉我们第一个他去要预备地方。
Our Lord first tells us he goes to prepare a place for us.
然后他启示他自己就是那条路。
And then he reveals himself to be that way.
然后他就赐下自己的名, 我们可以奉着来祷告。
And he grants us his own name, which we can pray.
那么下面他就再提到一件重要的事。
And then he continues on with a very important matter.
他要求父赐下另外一位保惠师。
He will ask for the Father to send another comforter.
我们知道主 对于要来的这一位保惠师,
And concerning this comforter whom shall come,
主非常慎重地介绍他。
The Lord introduces him very solemnly.
那么我们就知道这是一件非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, we realize this is a most important matter.
然后主告诉我们, 当这一位保惠师来的时候,
And then the Lord tells us, when this comforter comes,
神在他荣耀的计划里面, 出现一个重要的时刻。
God in his glorious plan, now there would be a very important moment.
所以主说到那日,
He says, on that day.
在约翰福音里面出现三次讲到到那日。
In the gospel according to John, this phrase is used three times, at that day.
我们的主宣告一个新的时代来临。
That phrase is used in the Lord's declaration of a new age.
这是在以往的
In other words, this has not yet appeared in past generations.
一个全新的时代要来临。
It is a new age that will come about.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是因为那另一位保惠师的来临, 整个时代改变。
It is because of this coming of this another comforter that the age, the time will change.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, this is a very important matter.
因为从这个日子开始,
Because on that day,
神的工作可以进到人的里面。
Now the work of God will enter into man.
那么所以主耶稣讲呢, 他要求父, 父就赐另外一位保惠师。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, He will ask of the Father, and He will send you another comforter.
那我们在约翰一书第二章里面可以看见。
Now we're able to see then in 1 John chapter 2.
这里讲到主耶稣的自己也是保惠师。
It says our Lord himself is a comforter.
所以呢圣灵就成了另外一位保惠师。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is called another comforter.
啊那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在圣经里面很清楚地给我们看见
And the Bible shows us very clearly
在四福音书里面主耶稣做保惠师
In the four Gospels our Lord himself is the comforter
那么到了使徒行传以后
And after in the book of Acts
圣灵成为保惠师
The Holy Spirit himself is the comforter
他们工作的性质和目的都不改变
The nature and the purpose of their work does not change.
而是那个工作的方式上面有改变。
But it is in the process, in the format of their work, there will be some change.
因为今天我们有很多神的儿女。
Because today there are many children of God.
把主耶稣基督的工作跟圣灵的工作分得太开了。
With the work of the Lord Jesus himself and the work of the Spirit, they have a very big division.
这会产生一个很大的难处。
If that is the case, it will be a very big difficulty.
其实他们的工作是一致的。
In fact, the work of the Lord and the work of the Holy Spirit is the same.
主耶稣是保惠师。
Our Lord Jesus is the comforter.
圣灵也是保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is also the comforter.
我们知道我们的主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
We know that our Lord Jesus was the Word become flesh.
他在肉身中间完成了父给他的托付。
And in bodily form, he completed the mission that the Father entrusted to him.
就完全成就了基督的意义。
And he completed the very meaning of the Christ.
因为在我们神的心旨意的里面。
Because in our thought,
他在这个宇宙中他要得着基督。
In the Father's mind, he is after the Christ.
所以神的儿子来到地上在肉身中站在人的地位上完成基督的意义。
And God's own Son came into this world to fulfill that very meaning of the Christ.
那么当他把这个工作做成的时候
And when he completed that work,
那圣灵就另外一位保惠师呢他就来接续这个工作。
And then the Holy Spirit as another comforter comes to continue that work.
他要把主耶稣所完成的基督的意义做在所有蒙恩圣徒的里面。
The very fulfillment of the meaning of the Christ which was completed by the Lord Jesus himself, now the Holy Spirit will continue that work in all his children.
也是在我们的身上完成基督的意义。
He also, the Holy Spirit, will fulfill that meaning of the Christ upon each one of us.
所以主耶稣才说我要求父差遣另外一位保惠师。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus himself said, I pray to the Father who will send you another comforter.
因为他自己是保惠师。
Because our Lord himself is the comforter.
现在差另外一位保惠师。
But now another comforter will be sent.
这只是说明一件事情。
It only describes to us
神的工作性质目的没有改变。
That the nature and the purpose of the work of God does not change.
只不过是工作的方式上面。
But the way in which that work is carried out, now there is a change.
那么为什么主耶稣啊要称圣灵为保惠师呢
Now why is it then the Lord Jesus will call the Holy Spirit another comforter?
我们知道这是非常有意义的一件事情。
We know this is very meaningful.
这个词呢
now,
在希腊文里面呢有多方面的意思。
Now in the Greek, there are many meanings of this word comforter.
大体上面来讲的话呢可能具备四方面的一个意义。
Generally speaking, this word comforter has four areas in which it means.
所以一般的圣经就把它英文圣经把它翻成 comforter, 安慰者。
Therefore, many of the translations, because he comforts, translates as he's the comforter.
我们中文呢就把它翻成保惠师。
In the Chinese, it has a little difference in the translation besides comforting.
的确我们这位圣灵来了他有安慰的一个工作。
Yes, of course, when the Holy Spirit comes, his work involves comfort.
那么我们可以领会一方面来讲这个世界多灾难。
We can understand it in this way. There are much woes in this world.
安慰常常会给人带来鼓舞和激励。
When comfort comes, it will encourage us and it will cheer us up.
我们的生活需要有安慰。
We need comfort in our living.
我想我们都有经验，当你能得着一种的安慰的时候呢，哎呀，你会觉得，这个里面 就有了鼓舞了。
Now, I believe we all have such an experience. When we need comfort and comfort comes, we are encouraged and cheered up.
你看在旧约圣经的里面。
Now, we can see in the Old Testament.
当以色列人落在极大的失败里面的时候。
When the Israelites were in complete failure.
如果你读以赛亚书。
When we read the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第四十章一开头啊。
Even at the beginning of Isaiah chapter 40,
神就说你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
God says, comfort, comfort ye my people.
那么我们知道神是用他那个永远的旨意在那里鼓舞神的儿女的。
We know that at that time God uses his eternal will as that which cheers, comforts his children.
是的，圣灵呢，在地上他能够用神将来所要完成的事物成为我们里面。
And that is true, that God will use the Holy Spirit to cheer us, to encourage us, to show us His finished work.
所以我们看见两千年的教会历史。
Therefore, we can see throughout church history of 2,000 years.
多少的圣徒在艰难中跟随主。
There are so many saints that follow the Lord yet in hardship.
他们舍身忘身忘身死的跟随主。
And they will give even of their own life in order to follow the Lord.
因为圣灵把将来的荣耀摆在他们的眼前。
That is because the Holy Spirit places the glory that is to come before them.
那个成为极大的激励。
And that will become such a great encouragement to them.
当然今天在我们个人的生活上也是一样。
Of course, that is the case for each one of us in our daily lives.
有时候遇见难处的时候
Sometimes
when
we're in hardship,
我们安慰别人。
And we comfort others.
啊，有很多时候我常常感觉呢，对于我来讲要去安慰别人有时候很不容易。
Many times for me personally, it is difficult for me to comfort others.
我看见人呢落在难处里面的时候有时候我都不知道讲什么话。
And many times when I see others in hardship, I just don't have the words to express comfort to them.
哎呀我最不会看那个病人。
And it's very difficult for me to visit someone who is ill.
啊所以有时候到医院里去我都很害怕。
And so I very dread when I have to visit others in the hospital, I do care for them. I just don't have the right words to comfort them.
感谢主我看见有的弟兄姊妹非常会安慰人。
But I thank the Lord, I see other saints that really knows to give them a word of comfort.
我记得有一次一个我们和一些弟兄姊妹到医院里去看一个弟兄
Now, I remember one time there's a group of brothers and sisters who went to visit a brother who was gravely ill.
我见得面我只能说哎你还好吧。
And when I see this brother gravely ill, and when I see him, all I can say was, are you doing okay?
哇我们那个姊妹就冲上去了对他讲这个讲到最后啊那个弟兄都流泪啊。
But yet another sister went up to comfort this brother and kept expressing her comfort and encouragement to him, and even the brother shed tears.
人是需要的安慰的。
We need comfort.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
没有任何人的安慰能赶得上主的安慰赶得上圣灵的安慰。
There is no comfort of man. Which can compare with the comfort of God from the Holy Spirit. Because he knows us full well.
所以呢，他被称作是安慰者。
Therefore, he is called the comforter.
啊，感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那么第二方面的意思呢？
Now, another area of this meaning.
那么在约翰一书二章里面翻作是中保。
In 1 John chapter 2 is translated as advocate.
啊 ，no， 不是 advocate.
A mediator.
这个达比弟兄把它翻成是 patron。
He is our patron.
Patron. 那么这个字的意思呢就是帮助者。
He is one who helps us.
他帮助我们。
He helps us.
所以有人读这个保惠师的时候啊。
Therefore, when we read this word comforter,
他也可以领悟作那站在我们右边帮助我们。
We can come to understand the meaning, one aspect of the comforter who stands by our right side to aid us, to help us.
他的确帮助我们。
And in fact, he is our help.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
他的帮助是最好的帮助。
And his help is the best.
然后第三方面。
A third aspect.
就他被称作是辩护者。
He is also our advocate.
这个也用普通的话来讲就是律师了。
In other words, when he's our advocate, he's our lawyer, our attorney, he defends us.
那么我们知道主耶稣在地上的时候
We know that when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
他是保惠师
He is the comforter.
那么他也做辩护
He also defends.
那我们知道主非常爱门徒
We know how dearly the Lord loves his disciples.
主也很关心人
And he cares for man.
但是我们要知道这一位辩护者他只为着神的利益辩护。
But we must realize he is only an advocate concerning the matters of God.
所以当门徒们做的事情与神的旨意相反的时候，
therefore when the disciples are doing things that are opposite of the will of God，
主不会站在他们那一边，
the Lord will not stand on the side of the disciples，
主永远站在神的这一面，
the Lord rather stand on the side of God。
今天另一位保惠师来了，
today when another comforter comes，
圣灵在我们的里面，
when the Holy Spirit dwells in us，
他同样的
Likewise,
他是为着神的利益来辩护的。
He only defends for the benefits for the issues of God.
虽然他站在人的这一边，
even though he stands on man's side,
但是却是为着神的利益来辩护的。
But he is defending the right, the will of God.
所以他在我们的里面一再的修正我们。
Therefore, he continues to correct and adjust us within.
你做错了，他就说你错了。
When we have done wrong, he will rebuke us.
那么弟兄姊妹们，感谢主，他是那位辩护者。
Now, brothers and sisters, we thank him because he is our advocate.
那么在罗马书第八章里面，
now in Romans chapter 8,
也讲到他是代求者。
He is also our intercessor. He prays for us.
他为了神的旨意，
and for the will of God,
特别神在人身上的旨意，
especially concerning the will of God upon man,
他为我们来代求。
He intercedes for us.
我想这个都是我们弟兄姊妹所熟悉的。
I think brothers and sisters are very familiar with this.
所以主耶稣讲圣灵是另外一位保惠师。
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus calls the Holy Spirit another comforter,
他用了这个保惠师的这个词，
He uses this specific term,
特别讲到他在各方面的功用，
to especially tell us of all the functions of the Holy Spirit.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
主耶稣在地上的时候，
when the Lord Jesus was on earth,
是保惠师，
He is our comforter.
现在他离开了，
and now he departs.
那么圣灵来了，
and the Holy Spirit comes.
那么做另外一位保惠师，
and he is the other comforter.
我们讲过他们工作的性质和目标都是一样的，
and we have said the nature, the goal of his work, their work is the same.
但是方式上面不一样，
but how it is carried out is different.
所以主特别对门徒说，
so the Lord especially says to the disciples,
我去是与你们有益的，
it is for your good that I go.
我若不去你们就得不到这个益处，
if I do not go you cannot receive this goodness.
所以这另外一位保惠师来对我们来讲是好像变得更重要了。
Therefore, it seems to say that this another comforter that comes is even more important for us.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们从这两位保惠师的这个工作上面来看，
when we're able to see them from the work of these two comforters,
在他们的工作上面有一些不同的一些情形。
There are some certain situations that differ.
那么主耶稣在地上的时候，
when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
他是在外面带领门徒。
He led the disciples from without.
当另一位保惠师来的时候，
and when the other comforter comes,
他是在里面带领门徒。
He will guide the disciples from within.
所以这个时代是一个全新的时代。
Therefore, at that day, this is the day of a new generation.
所以新约的时代从使徒行传开始以后是里面的故事。
Therefore, starting from the days of Acts, it is a new age where it is the story from within.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在四福音书的时代，
during the days in the four gospels,
是主在外面做工的。
The Lord works from without.
那么到了圣灵来了，另一位保惠师来说，他是在里面做工。
Now the Holy Spirit is come and his work is internal within us.
我觉得我们基督徒今天呢，需要分辨的清楚里面和外面。
Now I believe as Christians today we have to discern very clearly what is within and what is without.
我觉得今天到末后的时代，地上的教会有一个严重的偏离。
I believe during these last days there is a great departure from the church.
我们大部分都活在外面。
Many are living from without.
我们的工作，我们的生活大部分都活在外面。
Our work, our living is all focused outwardly.
不多的基督徒跟从里面的感觉。
There are not many Christians who will follow the guidance from within.
其实呢，到了新约时代中的时候呢，圣灵的工作是从里往外的。
In fact, in the days of the New Testament, the work of the Holy Spirit first begins from within and then without.
不是从外往里的。
It does not begin first without and then comes within.
很多基督徒他都有外面的生活。
Now, there are many Christians who have the outward living.
他也读经，他也聚会。
They read the Bible and they go to fellowship. And they will preach the gospel.
他也好像在那里服侍。
And they seem to be serving.
但是都是外面的东西。
But they are all external.
那个里面好像是空洞洞的。
But yet, in inwardly it seems very empty.
从来都没有什么事情发生在里面。
It does not seem to have any activity
from
within.
你如果读使徒行传的时候,
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Acts,
你会发现使徒们的那个生活和侍奉,
we will discover the living and the service of the apostles.
他们是完全跟从里面的带领。
It was all completely following the guidance from within.
这是一个时代的大分别。
And that is the great divide of the new age.
今天的地上的教会呢, 好像呢，又重新回到了那个外面工作的一个时代。Today
it seems as the church is going backwards to go back to living from without.
所以今天有许多明白主心意的人告诉我们。So
today there are many who understand the will of God and they tell us.
今天地上的教会，基督教有严重的犹太化倾向。
The church today, Christianity, it's become much Judaized.
因为只注重外面的工作。
Because we're focused on outward work.
我想弟兄姊妹，你我都可能有这样的感觉。
Now, I believe, brothers and sisters, we all have such a feeling.
因为这些外面的东西比较是看得见摸得着的。
Because the external matters are things which we can see and touch.
这个对我们来讲，这个刺激呢，是比较明显的。
To us, then, this really excites us and is very evident.
但是主说，我要求父，父才另外一位保惠师。
But the Lord says, I will pray to the Father and He will send you another comforter.
他要带一个另外一个新的时代。
And He will bring in a new age.
乃是从里面开始。
Which begins to work from within.
所以基督徒的生活是从里往外的。
So the life of a Christian ought to begin within and then without.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is the first important matter.
所有的宗教大部分都是从外往里的。
All religion generally first begins without and then comes within.
我想我们今天不是接受一种宗教的方式的一种敬拜。
Now today our worship is not to have a religious a way of worship.
我们不是从外面做到里面。
It does not begin outwardly and then comes within.
但是你会发现普遍的现象都是从外往里的。
But we will see the general phenomenon all work begins without and then comes within.
我们很少注意我们里面。
Very seldom is there focus on the internal condition.
所以这个从里往外的这么一个情形是新时代的特性。
Therefore, this is a unique characteristic of this new age that first begins within and then goes without.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
So dear brothers and sisters,
什么是属灵的生活?
What is spiritual living?
你想想看, 什么是属灵的生活?
Let us give thought to that. What is spiritual living?
我们看一个基督徒,
When we see a Christian,
读圣经祷告,
they're reading their Bible, they're praying,
他们有聚会生活,
and they go to fellowship.
我们就说, 哎呀, 这个基督徒有很好的属灵生活,
and we say, this Christian has good Christian living.
这是我们人的眼光看的,
that is with our eyes, that's what we see.
真正从神的眼光来看,
but from the sight of God,
那些在里面接受圣灵引导的生活, 才是属灵的生活。
Only living that is following, obeying the guidance from within, that is true spiritual living in the sight of God.
所以你天天的生活有接受里面的这种引导吗?
Therefore, in our daily living, are we following the guidance from within?
这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important matter.
所以可能很多我们所谓的 生活在神跟前都不算数的。
So perhaps much of our activity before in the sight of God is without any value.
就像在旧约圣徒的那些神记载他们的生活一样。
Even when God records the activity of the saints of old,
他们那些跟神发生关系的神才记载。
Only the matters which connects with the will of God, God records.
他们如果跟神没有关系,神就不记载了。
If those living does not connect with the will of God, He does not record it.
所以你读旧约这些人物的传记的时候呢,都是残缺不完全的。
Therefore, when we read all the recordings of those in the Old Testament, it seems like it is not very complete.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是重要的提醒。
So brothers and sisters, this is a grave reminder.
真正的属灵生活,
true spiritual living,
是你顺从 里面圣灵给你带领的那个生活。
It's living that we are truly obeying the guidance of the Holy Spirit from within.
我们不要搞错了。
Let us not be mistaken.
我们的神非常伟大。
Now our God is great.
我们的神非常的真实。
Our God is true.
你不能呢用一些东西就算为数不是的。
So we cannot take something and count it as worth. before him.
你从这个观点上来看,
so we look at it from this perspective.
可能我们大多数基督徒都没有真正的过主的生活。
So perhaps many Christians are not living a true spiritual life.
并且那个生活是非常软弱的。
And in fact, the life which we have is very weak.
你如果知道怎样在里面跟从,
now we know how we ought to follow from within.
弟兄姊妹们,那个才是有力量的生活。
Then brothers and sisters, that is a life with power and strength.
那么什么叫做属灵的侍奉啊?
Then what is spiritual service?
我们以为说发热心, 以为说能做这个做那个就是侍奉神的。
Perhaps we say if we're zealous, we're fervent to do this or do that, that is service to God.
当然你如果不热心冷淡就更糟糕了。
Of course, if we're not fervent at all and we're cold, then that is even worse.
但是你发热心你做这些, 在神跟前也不一定算数。
Yet, even if we're fervent doing much, it may not be counted by God.
你必须跟随着圣灵的带领所做的工, 那个才叫做属灵的工。
That work must be under the obedience of the Holy Spirit's guidance within, then that is spiritual work.
所以使徒们都这样说的。
So the apostles say,
我们是做神所要我们去做的工。
We only do the work which God desires for us to do.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
So dear brothers and sisters,
这是一个非常重要的, 一个分辨。
This is a very important discernment that we must have.
如果今天我们还不能懂得这个东西的话,
If today we do not understand this,
我们的日子在主面前恐怕过的是没有多少的价值。
Then perhaps the days we spend before our Lord would not be counted much.
今天我们已经来到了新的时代了。
Now today we are all in the new age.
但是很多基督徒所过的人就是外面的生活。
But yet many Christians only live an outward Christian life.
所以这是一个非常大的 一个残缺,
and this is a very great lack that we may have.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么第二个特点的不同,
a second unique characteristic,
就主耶稣在地上的时候,
that is when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
这位宝会士跟门徒在一起是有时间性的。
When the Lord as the comforter spent time with the disciples, it is limited by space and time.
这另一位的宝会士,
but when another comforter comes,
他是具备有永远的性质的。
It is of an eternal nature.
所以主在地上跟门徒在一起只是暂时的。
Therefore, when our Lord Jesus spent time with the disciples on earth, it was temporary.
当然这个过程对主自己来讲非常的重要。
Of course, this process to the Lord himself is very important.
因为他要完成父的托付。
Because he needed to come to finish what was committed to him by the Father to fulfill the meaning of the Christ.
那门徒呢,在外面只能 表面上跟随他。
Now the disciples only can follow him on the surface outwardly.
那么 有的时候他们跟主在一起，有时候就不能在一起。
And sometimes they're physically with the Lord, and other times they are not.
但是到了这个新的时代开始的时候,
but at the time of the new age,
圣灵从天而降,
when the Holy Spirit comes from above,
他住在我们里面,
and he abides in us,
主说他要永远与我们同住,
and the Lord says he will abide forever within us.
所以今天 主与我们同在是没有时间、没有空间的限制。
Therefore, today when the Lord abides with us, it is not confined by time and space.
我们真是感觉神的儿女们对于神给我们的恩典的认识还是不太够。And
we truly feel the understanding of the children of God lacks when it comes to the grace which God has bestowed upon us.
可能在我们中间比较好一点。
Perhaps in our midst, it may be somewhat better.
你看见今天呢, 地上很多所谓基督教的团体,
but we see throughout the world, there are many Christian
那个属灵的生活变得非常的肤浅。
Their living is very shallow.
非常表面的东西。
Very outward on the surface.
有许多时候呢, 好像呢, 他们都是, 主啊是住在礼拜堂里面的。
It seems as if to many Christians that the God only lives in the church building.
一个礼拜就看他一次。
And I only go visit him once a week.
你看的时候呢也没有真心坐在那里也不知道想什么。
Even if I visit him weekly once and it's not with a true heart, I'm daydreaming.
从来不感觉到主住在他的里面。
We never feel that the Lord indeed abides within us.
他没有进入生活。
And we have not entered into living.
所以主告诉我们这一位宝会师来了。
So the Lord Jesus once said, when this another comforter comes,
他要永远与你们同在。
He will abide with you forever.
无论你在哪里,
no matter where you
他都在哪里,
are, he is there.
无论你在哪, 什么时间里,
no matter what time it is,
他在哪里,
he is there.
所以, 这位宝会师来了, 他工作的方式上不一样。
Therefore, when this comforter comes, the way in which he works is different.
所以一个有时间性, 一个是属于永远。
Our Lord as the Comforter is confined by time and space. The other Comforter is forever.
那么第三个方面。
Another aspect that differs.
主耶稣在四福音书里面做保惠师的时候。
When our Lord Jesus was the Comforter in the four Gospels.
门徒们呢跟在他旁边只是看他做。
And the disciples next to the Lord only sees our Lord working.
的确，像我们弟兄讲，主行了很多神迹。
Just as our brother shared, our Lord performed many miracles.
主也讲了很多道。
And the Lord preached much.
哇，门徒们在那里跟随主啊！哎呀，我想这三年半的生活呢，也是非常有刺激性的。
Now I believe the life of the disciples for these 3.5 years were very exciting.
啊、你跟着主在一起，一下看他做，一下做那个。
And they follow the Lord, and they see the Lord performing all the miracles.
哇，他们心里面稀奇，这是什么样的人呢、
啊、？And they are amazed and marvel, what man is this?
哇，能叫死人复活，能在海面上行走。
And he can cause the dead to rise, and he can walk on the water.
五饼二鱼，这五千人吃饱了。
And for the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he can feed thousands.
哇，主耶稣在那行了许许多多奇妙的事情。
And our Lord Jesus performed so many wonderful signs.
所以门徒们跟着他。就在那整天在那惊叹。
And so when the disciples followed him all those days, they were astonished and marveled.
但是另一位保惠师来了。
But when another comforter comes,
弟兄姊妹们，整个情况转变。
Brothers and sisters, the situation is completely turned about.
现在他们不是光看主做。
Now no longer can they see the Lord work.
而是主在他们里面，透过他们可以做。
But the Lord Himself abides within them and through them,
并且做相同的事情。
And they're able to do the same work.
主可以叫死人复活。
The Lord can cause the dead to be risen.
这个彼得也能叫死人复活。
Likewise for Peter to cause the dead to rise.
哇，那个多加死了，彼得奉主的名义叫他活过来。
And even when Dorcas was died in the name of the Lord, he was able to be risen.
主能医治很多病人。
And the Lord cured many.
现在门徒们也可以医治很多病人。
Likewise, the disciples can cure many.
啊，从前听主讲话很有权威性。
Before when they heard the Lord speak, it was very powerful.
现在他们讲起话来也是具有。
But now when they speak, it is also with power.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个大的转变吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you see this great change?
我就说今天呢，很多神的儿女们还不太明白这个道理。
So today, many children of God do not understand this.
哎呀，我们呢不知道那位保惠师已经住在我们里面。
We do not realize the fact that another Comforter now abides within us.
我们跟门徒差不多喜欢在外面看热闹。
We're just like the disciples. We only want to stand on the side and watch all the excitement.
哇，所以今天在基督教里面有很多的这些活动啊，你来个神医聚会啊，好多人啊。
And so on all these church activities, there are many hundreds, thousands who will come.
啊，人家讲道，人家做事，我们好像呢，像门徒在四福音书里面跟随主一样。
And others are working and serving, but we are like the disciples on the sideline following the Lord, just watching.
我常常听见一些弟兄姊妹参加一些特会完了，回来就跟我讲，哇，那个聚会怎样怎样怎样。
And many times when I hear a brethren come back from the conference and say, oh, that's a wonderful conference, it's so great, this and that.
每一次听到那个我都叹气。
But each time when I hear such feedback, I sigh.
我说你忘记了神的灵在你的里面。
And I say you've forgotten that the Spirit of God dwells within us.
主的心意。
And the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹们，是要透过我们，把主耶稣在四福音书里面所做的，把它显明出来。
Our brothers and sisters, the desire of God is through the Holy Spirit who dwells within us to do the same work through us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们从前是到处。充满了惊奇。
Now before they were filled with amazement.
等到四福音书到了使徒行传之后。
But after the book of Acts.
周围的人来稀奇他们。
It was others around the disciples who were amazed at them.
啊，你看那个彼得、约翰多神奇！哎呀，这个没什么稀奇的。
And Peter and John, they were not amazed.
为什么稀奇呢
？Why is there any amazement about that?
弟兄姊妹，他们经历了新时代中。神的工作。
That is because now they've entered into the new work in the new covenant.
所以这是神今天神在我们身上所做的。
And this is the work which God does upon us today.
还有一件事情。
There is another area.
那么从前那些都是道理式的。
Before they were all theory.
现在是实际。
But now it is practice.
弟兄姊妹们。只有这另外一位保惠师的工作引我们进入实际。
Brothers and sisters, only the work of this another comforter will bring us into the reality.
但是叫人叹息的。
But what causes us to sigh?
今天成千上万神的儿女们，人就跟随着外面的知识，在 过基督徒生活。
There are thousands, millions of Christians today who live their life as Christians only in
theory. 我们活在很多道理的里面。
We have so much doctrine, head knowledge.
我们从来没有尝到主恩的滋味。
And we have never tasted of the goodness of the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
这个是多么可惜的一件事情。
How sad this is.
你看在旧约圣经有这么一个例子。
Now we see this as an example in the Old Testament.
在列王记上第十章记载这个故事。
And the story is recorded for us in 1 Kings chapter 10.
示巴女王啊不远千里从非洲了来到耶路撒冷看所罗门。
And this Queen Sheba from afar from Africa came all the distance to see King Solomon.
哇她带着很多的问题想来问所罗门。
And she brought with her so many questions wanting to ask Solomon.
结果所罗门把她所有一切的问题都解决。
And Solomon was able to answer all her questions.
圣经记载说示巴女王看见所罗门的智慧。
And the Scriptures record for us when Queen Sheba saw all of his wisdom.
看见他们说摆的筵席
and saw all of his arrangements to feast.
看见他的臣仆
and saw all his officials, his servants.
看见那个整个宫殿的华美
and see the majesty of the temple of the palace.
那么当所罗门上那个台阶的时候
and even when Solomon was ascending onto his throne.
这个示巴女王魂不守舍
and the Queen Sheba was just fully amazed.
所以她后来对所罗门怎么说呢
And so what did she comment to Solomon?
他说我现在所看见的
And now what I see.
从前人告诉我们呢、啊、你怎样怎样那个还不到一半。
And when others have told me about you, which I heard, the half was not told unto me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天以为说呢我们用地上这些知识就使我们得到丰富了。
And today we use the head knowledge which we gain from this world, we
feel that is rich. 就使我们得到丰富了。
And we feel we're rich with that.
若是圣灵在你里面开了你的眼睛啊。
But if the Holy Spirit opens our eyes with it.
你就发现我们所听见的
We'll discover all that we have heard. But yet, when the Holy Spirit opened our eyes to see, we can say the same thing. The half was not told unto me. And so I must remind you of this here.
这个保惠师的工作是在每一个圣徒里面的。
The work of this another comforter is in each one of us.
不是在什么特殊的人里面。
It is not on anyone who is special.
啊，我曾经和弟兄姊妹们说过啊。
And I've shared this with brothers and sisters before.
斯百克弟兄。
Brother Sparks. 啊，
他从前呢，在英国的时候，开头他做牧师。
Before he was a pastor in England. 啊，
那么很大的礼拜堂请他当牧师。
And there was a big church who wanted him to be their pastor.
因为他很有口才。
Because he was very well spoken.
他也是一个很认真追求的人。
He was one who pursued very diligently.
所以圣经的知识也很多。
And he had much spiritual knowledge.
所以他在那里呢，也按照一般人所想象的，也去看望，也去照顾，带领各样的聚会，带领查经。
And he did as it was expected of him to go on visitations, to lead the Bible studies, to care for all the congregation.
他说呢，那个时候我坐在那，好像看起来也蛮有果效。
And he commented that all of my work seemed to be very fruitful.
所以他查经的时候，人来的越来越多啊。
So in his Bible studies, more and more came. 啊，
但是有一天
，But one day,
主开他的眼睛。
The Lord opened his eyes. 哇，
这个眼睛一开啊。
And when his eyes were opened,
看见基督的荣耀。
When he saw the glory of Christ.
后来怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说我。感觉到我从前所做的那些
I feel all of the work that I've done in the past
如同儿戏
It is just like child's play
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这个就是里面外面之间的一个差别
That is the vast difference from within and without
这是非常大的差别
It is a great vast difference
今天我们看基督教的工作哇人数众多啊那个兴旺啊我们觉得这个好像就对了，对不对
？Today, when we see the work of Christendom, we see perhaps it's very grand, very great, and there is much people.
但是你里面还没有看见呢。
But yet we do not see from within.
如果主开了我们里面的眼睛
，If the Lord were to open our eyes within,
哇，我们就知道这些根本算不得什么。
We'll discover all this external work is as nothing.
所以你看，彼得就是这样的人。
And we see that example of Peter.
彼得的恩赐多大
？We see what great gifts Peter had.
三千人、五千人得救。
When he preached, 3,000, 5,000 were saved.
影子照着什么人，什么人的病就好了。
Even when his shadow was cast upon the sick, they were healed.
但是你看晚年的时候，彼得根本就不重视这些东西。
But in his later days, Peter focused none of that.
他知道，如果比起基督。那个根本算不得什么东西。
All of that great work compared to Christ is nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们需要灵里的眼睛得开。
Our spirits eyes must be opened from within.
这是另外一位保惠师他的工作。
And this is the work of this another comforter.
所以我们可以看见呢，现在啊，在四福音书里面这位保惠师跟使徒行传里面这位保惠师他们在工作的方式上是不一样的。
Therefore, we're able to see then the comforter in his work in the four gospels and the work of this another comforter in the book of Acts and beyond is different.
新约时代最重要的特性就从里往外。
The most important unique characteristic in this new covenant is the work first begins within and then goes without.
如果我们成天跟随主听很多道我们里面一直都空空洞洞的。
If we have all the work without and we come and we listen to many messages, but within is all empty.
那我们还没有进到这个新的时代中间的这个光景里面。
Then we have not truly entered into this condition of this new age.
所以这一位保惠师来了。
Therefore, this another comforter that comes.
他要在我们身上做工。
He is to work within us.
在我们里面做工。
And he works within us.
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在约翰福音第十四章里面。
In the book, according to John, Gospel according to John chapter 14.
他介绍了这另外一位保惠师的工作。
The work of this another comforter is introduced.
这是非常重要的一个时刻。
This is a very important moment.
今天五旬节老早过去了。
Now the day of Pentecost has passed us long ago.
时代老早转变。
And the covenant is a long turn.
我们基督徒是活在一个里面的世界的一个时代。
It is an age for Christians who live internally.
所以你看见这些外面的东西啊，这些都是应该是从里面发出来的。
Therefore, when we see all these things that surround us, ought to be initiated from within.
所以《使徒行传》里面让我们看见的，就是使徒们怎样在灵里跟随圣灵。
Therefore, in the book of Acts, we can see how the apostles they follow the Spirit from within.
当然，我们知道这一位保惠师的工作非常大。
Now, of course, we will realize the greatness of the work of this another comforter.
这也不是我们这两天凭着三堂聚会就能讲得完全。
This grand work we cannot fully preach in 3 days in times in the evening.
但是我要把他的三样重要的一些工作呢，和弟兄姊妹们交通。
But I do like to share with brothers and sisters three very important areas of work of this another comforter.
我在说不可能讲得完全。
Of course, we realize we cannot completely share thoroughly.
但是提醒我们这三件重要的事情。
But it will be a reminder for us of these three important areas of his work.
那么这次我们有三堂聚会。
So we have three meetings.
那么我分三个点来交通。
So I will share these three points.
我第一个要讲圣灵的内住。
The first point is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
第二方面我们要讲到真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
And the second point is that the Spirit of truth will lead us into reality.
那么第三个我们讲圣灵是奉差遣的灵。
And the third point is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that is sent.
完成神荣耀的旨意。
And he is sent to fulfill, complete the eternal will of God.
在约翰福音第十四章里面。
In the Gospel according to John chapter 14.
说这一位保惠师呢，他永远与你们同住。
The Lord Jesus said that this Holy, that's another comforter, he will dwell with you forever.
这里出现一个字叫做 abide.
And this word that says abide.
我们知道这个字非常的重要。
And this is a very important word.
这是我们神在创世以前他一个强烈的心愿。
And this is a very a great desire of the Lord even before the foundation of the world.
我们知道神所以创造人。
We know that God created man.
神那个重要的心意就是要住在人里面。
Desire of the Lord was that he desires to abide within us.
这个是在神旨意中间呢非常中心点的一个事物。
This is a very central thought of the will of God.
所以你到启示录最后一章的时候。
So even in the last chapter of Revelation.
那么在二十一章就讲到了。
In Revelation chapter 21.
他看了神的帐幕在人间。他要与人同住。
He says, behold the tabernacle of God in the midst of man. He desires to dwell tabernacle with us.
所以在那里神终极最后的目的成全的时候就是神与人能够同住。
Therefore, the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose of the will of God being completed is that he abides with man.
那我们都知道当神创造亚当夏娃的时候。
Now we know when God created Adam and Eve.
神的心意还没有执行呢。
Now the desire, the heart of God was not even executed.
这个魔鬼呢，就把亚当夏娃给破坏了。
The devil, the enemy has come to destroy Adam and Eve.
他把罪带到人的里面。
And sin was brought in amongst men.
你知道这最重要一件什么事情吗？
You know what was the central point about that?
就是叫神没办法住到人里面去。
It was that now God cannot dwell, cannot abide with man.
他把神的家破坏了。
That house of God is broken.
神的居所破坏了。
The tabernacle of God is broken.
所以呢？那个时候只好逼着神没有办法住在人里面。
Therefore, it forced God out that God cannot abide with man.
但是神既然定了心意，他就不改变。
But because the will of God is set, it will not change.
所以神为了达到这个目的，
In order to fulfill this purpose,
神在地上拣选以色列民族。
God chose the nation of Israel on earth.
神仍旧要建立他的家。
He is still to establish his house.
那么这个故事我们都晓得。
And we're familiar with the story.
最后以色列人离开埃及。
At the end, when Israel left Egypt,
来到了西乃山下。
And they came on the foot of Mount Sinai.
这个大概已经从亚当开始已经经历了1000多年了。
From the days of Adam to that point, it's over 1,000 years.
神终于在地上得到一个民族。
And now he finally gained a group of people on earth.
那么神就在西乃山启示他荣耀的心意。
So God revealed His glorious will to them on the Mount Sinai.
所以神对摩西说：“你们要建造居所，我要与人同住。”
So God tells Moses to build for myself a tabernacle. I will dwell with men.
那说明这个神的心意从来没有改变过。
It tells us the heart of God has never changed.
那么我们看见那个时候，神实在来讲还不能完全住在人的中间。
We know even at that time, in God's desire, He cannot fully dwell amongst men.
那么只好呢，叫摩西呢。搭了这么一个会幕
，so that he only can give the pattern for Moses to build the tabernacle, the sanctuary.
对我们来讲啊
，now for us，
哇，这个会幕已经是非常的这个荣华富贵，对不对
？Now perhaps to us this tabernacle is a very great and grand already.
但对神来讲根本算不得什么。
But for God, to God, that is nothing.
但是呢，神有个强烈的心意，他也不在意这个，他要与人同住。
But because of this great desire of God to dwell with us, even in the meager tabernacle, He will take it.
神从天上已经来到了至圣所的里面。
And from heaven, He has come into the sanctuary, the holy place.
但是我感觉神的心意还是不能满足的。
But we know the heart of God is not satisfied.
他跟神的儿女，跟以色列百姓不能靠近。
He cannot draw near to his children, the people of Israel.
等到后来大卫建造圣殿。
Even afterwards, when David built the temple.
圣殿是高大辉煌。
And we see how grand, how majestic the temple is.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
神也对大卫讲。
And God says to David.
神说：“你能给我造什么样的房屋让我住啊
？”“What place can you build for my habitation？”
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们知道我们的神有多伟大。
Do we realize just how great our God is？
我们神有多伟大
？How great our God is！
天地都容不下他。
Heaven and earth cannot contain him。
我们今天呢，发觉呢，在神的儿女中间呢，可笑的经历，我们把主耶稣弄得很小啊。
But it is so ridiculous that the children of God today has made him so small。
有的时候我们感觉好像主还没有我聪明呢。
Perhaps at times we feel that he's not even as smart as we are.
所以你看，我们一直给他出意见呢，我们搞这个搞那个来帮助他。
So we give him all these ideas and try to help him out.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不知道我们的神有多伟大。
Brothers and sisters, we just do not fully comprehend how great our God is.
所以大卫以为建造这个圣殿已经辉煌高大。
And so when David thought of building the tabernacle, the temple, how great and majestic.
实在来讲，对神住在里面还是委屈的。
But even to God to dwell in such a temple, it is still for him to condescend himself.
因为大卫的心意摸到主的心。
But the heart of David touched the heart of God.
不是那个圣殿。
It is not the temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神愿意与人同住。
God desires to dwell with men.
我们知道，整个旧约的圣经告诉我们
，We know that throughout the Old Testament,
神在以色列百姓中无法达到他的心愿。
Amongst the people of Israel, God cannot have His will satisfied.
所以我们的主耶稣基督，神的儿子就从天降临，道成肉身。
So our Lord Jesus came from heaven to earth.
他经过了33年半艰苦的生活。
And through 33 and a half years of harsh living.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣基督在地上工作最大的成就。
And the greatest work, fulfillment of the work of the Lord on earth.
就是现在可以使人成为神界的圣灵 的居所。
Is now to make man fit for the Holy Spirit, fit as the temple for the Holy Spirit.
这才是主耶稣的工作至高的点啊。
That is the highest point of the work of the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你我今天蒙极大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what great grace we have received today.
因为这是主付了极重大的代价得来的结果。
This is the result of the great and heavy price which our Lord Jesus paid.
他是神的应许得到成就。
And that the promise of God now is fulfilled.
所以我们看见在马可福音里面记载。
So we see the recording in the book of Mark.
当主耶稣在约旦河里面受洗上来的时候
，So when our Lord Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, he was risen from the water.
圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended as a dove upon him.
那个在圣经的原文里面有这个意思啊，就是圣灵终于可以在人的身上安家。
And this is the meaning in the original text. Now finally, the Holy Spirit can find a home, a place of rest, settle amongst men.
在创世纪第一章，神的灵在那里运行。
In Genesis chapter 1, the Holy Spirit was only hovering over the water.
在人类的历史上，他偶尔的降在一些人身上。
Now throughout man's history, at times, certain times, he's able to descend upon man for a short period of time.
他找不到家的。
He cannot find a home to settle in.
人不能成为居所的。
Because man cannot be his resting place.
只等到那个荣耀的时刻。
It's only during that glorious moment.
当神的儿子从水里上来的时候。
When the Son of God was come up above the water.
这个人。
This man.
成了圣灵可以居住的所在。
Has now become man, where the Holy Spirit can settle home.
所以首先神的这个荣耀的心意。是在他的儿子身上得到完全。
So the will of God was first accomplished upon His own Son.
弟兄姊妹们，先知以西结的预言在基督的身上首先实现。
Dear brothers and sisters, now the prophet Ezekiel's prophecy is fulfilled upon our Lord.
感谢神。
We thank God.
现在主的救恩已经完成。
And now the salvation of the Lord is complete.
所以呢，千千万万神的儿女们呢。蒙恩得救回家。
Now thousands, millions of the children of God has been saved by grace and returned home.
我们知道这个中间的过程有很多的复杂的情形。
Now we know throughout the process there's much complexity and complication.
在我们身上做洁净工作，用他的血洗净我们。
The Lord had to sanctify us, to cleanse us with His own precious blood.
更新我们里面的光景。
To renew our condition from within.
处处事事都是什么为的。神要得罪一个家。
All of his work is in order that God can gain his house.
要把我们救赎到一个地步，最后怎么样，成为神的居所。
He will save us to a point that we can finally be that habitation for God.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在约翰福音十四章里面。
In the gospel according to John chapter 14.
主终于讲有一个时候来到。
And so the Lord says at that day.
另外一位保惠师来。
Another comforter shall come.
他要永远与你们同住。
He will abide with you forever.
因为他在我们里面的缘故。
Because he abides and dwells within us.
我们可以住在基督里，基督可以住在我们里
面。We're able to abide in Christ and Christ abides in us.
然后我们就可以一同住在神里面。
And together we abide in God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个极大的奥秘是借着圣灵来完成的。
This great mystery is completed by the Holy Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这个时候开始起
From this point on,
我们 跟主之间完全合而为一。
We are completely in union with the Lord.
这是一个神心中最巴望最渴望的一件事。
This is what God the Father has been longing, he has been after.
所以在新约圣经的里面
So in the New Testament,
使徒们告诉我们使徒保罗特别告诉我们
The apostles, especially Apostle Paul tells us
在哥林多前书里面
In 1 Corinthians
他讲到你们就是圣灵的殿
He says you're the temple of the Holy Spirit
他也讲我们个人的身体也是圣灵的殿
He says our bodies is the temple of the Spirit
就是神今天可以住在我们每一个人的里面
In other words, God abides in each one of us
那么到了以弗所书第二章里面告诉我们
In Ephesians chapter 2, he tells us
神建造教会的目的是什么呢
What is the purpose of the Lord building the church?
就是要成为什么成为神的借着圣灵的居所
It is a spiritual habitation by the Spirit
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们今天看见多少神的儿女们呢？ 根本就不懂得教会的意义。
Today we see so many of the children of God do not know the true meaning of the church.
我们把教会当成一个宗教团体。
We treat the church as a religious organization.
是我们在那里好像呢有一些外面的活动在那里实行一些宗教的信仰的地方。
And now we have some spiritual religious activity. It is to spread our religion.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
这个思想实在是太低了。
That is too low.
今天呢，神的心意是要住在我们里面。
God's desire is to dwell within us today.
所以我们在这里一同聚会的目的是什么呢
？So what is our purpose of our gathering?
就建立神的家。
It is to build the house of God.
这才是我们在这里侍奉的目的。
And that is the purpose of our service.
我们不在乎这里有多少高明的讲论，不在乎这里有多少热心的活动。
We are not mindful of the high teachings or the very zealous works.
我们要问过这里是神安息的所在吗
？But we desire for a resting place.
是神的家吗
？Because it's the house of God.
你知道今天我们的主心中是多么的渴望这件事情能够成就。
And we must see how much longing that God is after for this to be accomplished.
我们知道是这一位保惠师。
And it is this another comforter.
他到地上来所要做成的工作。
It is the work which he is to complete on earth.
他要把创世以来神心意中间的那个最大的愿望能够把它实行。
He is to bring into fulfillment this eternal will of God even before the foundation of the world.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So my dear brothers and sisters.
今天主建立教会。
Today for the Lord to build the church.
主得住我们个人。
He gains each one of us individually.
终极的目的是要他能住在我们。
The ultimate purpose is for him to dwell in us.
所以我再说。
So I say again.
今天呢基督徒的生活是从里往外的。
The life of a Christian today ought to begin from within and then without.
这是非常重要一件事情。
And this is a very important matter.
那么当然了，如果神住在我们里面。
Of course then, if God abides in us.
哇，那是我们最大的福气。
That is our greatest blessing.
最大的福气。
It is a great blessing.
这个在圣经里面用另外一个经历说明就是神的同在。
We can use another illustration in the Bible about this abiding, which is the presence of God.
在我们的经历里面
，in our experience, in our experience, God's abiding is His presence with us.
今天圣灵住在我们里面
，today when the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
就是神与我们同在。
That is His presence with us.
你想想看，如果是神与我们同在
，now if you consider this, if the presence of God is with us,
你还怕什么仇敌呢
？What fear do we have of the enemy?
我们知道撒旦在神跟前根本算不得什么。
We know Satan before God is nothing.
所以约翰才会说，那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
That's why John is able to say, "Greater is He who is in us than He who is in the world."
如果基督徒你明白了这个道理，你什么都不需要害怕。
If a Christian understands this truth, we don't need to fear anything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天主的同在才是我们最大的祝福。
Today, our greatest blessings is the presence of God.
你看在旧约圣经里面呢。
Now you can see in the Old Testament.
那么神已经在那里和一些人同在。
God is already with certain individuals.
如果你读以撒的故事。
If we do read the story of Isaac.
那么以撒有一次呢，跑到基拉尔，跑到了非利士人住的地方去了。
Now when we see one time when Isaac was in the amongst the Philistines in Gerar.
那个非利士人那个王啊，看见以撒的时候啊。
And when the Philistine king saw Isaac.
他说啊。我明明的看见耶和华与你同在。
And he commented and said, "I clearly see the Lord God with you."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天到了新约时代
，Today in the New Testament,
我们知道圣灵住在我们的里面。
We know that the Spirit indwells us.
神的同在是应该我们知道的。
The presence of God is something we ought to fully know.
你的生活里面有没有神的同在？你应该知道的。
We ought to know full well in our daily living if the presence of God is with us or not.
那我们知道吗
？Do we know that?
你今天家里面如果来了一个客人，你就知道家里面一个人了。
Today when we have a visitor, a guest in our home, we know there is another person in our house.
为什么圣灵住在我们里面已经这么多年日了，我们还？察觉不到呢
Then why is it when the Holy Spirit abides within us for so many days, it seems like we have no consciousness?
我们有多少弟兄姊妹，你真知道 神住在你里面。
We have so many brothers and sisters, do we realize the fact that the Holy Spirit indwells us?
如果你知道这个是极大的福气。
If we know, then it's a great blessing.
因为有他在你里面，你什么缺乏也没有。
If he abides with us, we have no lack at all.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这是多么宝贵一件事情。
What a precious
matter this is. 这些教会里也是一样。
It is the same with the church.
如果有神的同在在这里。
If the presence of God is with us.
我们所有的弟兄姊妹都应该知道的。
All the brothers and sisters ought to know.
难怪有很多人常常告诉我，哎呀，我去那个聚会呢。摸不到神的同在。
That's why some would come and I go and gather at this location. I do not feel the presence of God.
所以你知道这是有感觉的。
So we have such a feeling.
所以一个聚会啊，
so、
不是人多，不是讲道讲得好，这个就可以。最大的祝福是神的同在。
It is not based on the numbers or the doctrine that is preached, but it is solely upon the presence of God.
我们里面也是一样。
It is the same within us.
我们有了神的同在。
We have the presence of God.
我们真的什么都不需要惧怕。
Then we do not need to fear anything.
哇，你看以撒。
We can see Isaac.
神的同在不仅自己知道，是别人都看出来的。
For Isaac, not only does he know, but even others can plainly see.
所以一个人身上有没有神的同在啊？是别人看得出来的。
So whether the presence of God is with you or not, others can see.
你看约瑟也是这样，对不对？
It is the same with Joseph, right?
约瑟被卖，
Joseph、
卖到那个埃及人波提乏的家里。
He was sold into the house of Potiphar.
哎呀，这个波提乏就对约瑟说：“我看见耶和华与你同在。”
And Potiphar said to Joseph, "I know the Lord God is with you."
外邦人都会感觉得到的。
Even the Gentiles know and feel.
所以一个基督徒啊，如果活在神的同在里面。
Therefore, when a Christian lives with the presence of God,
是外邦人都知道的。
The other Gentiles will
even know. 你看那个扫罗王可怜呢。
We can see how sad it is.
因为他不听神的话，神的同在离开了。
Because he disobeyed the word of God, so the presence of God left him.
结果他就明显的看见耶和华与大卫同在。
But he clearly saw that the presence of the Lord was with David.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
今天神在不在我们里面，我们应该知道。
Today whether the presence of God is with us, we ought to know.
如果这个同在在我们中间是丰富的。
If this presence is rich amongst us.
那个才是真正的见证啊。
Then that is the true testimony.
啊，这是一个非常实在的一件事情。
It is very practical.
在新约时代中间。
In the New Testament.
这是新约时代的一个特性。
This is a unique characteristic in the New Testament.
并且弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们有了神的同在，
when we have the presence of God,
我们也不怕任何环境的改变，
we do not need to fear any change in the circumstances.
我们今天活在这个世界中，看见这个世界不断的在变化。
Today, when we live in this world, we see so many vast changes.
不管天然环境，不管是人中间，到处在变化。
Amongst man, amongst nature, all is changing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
my dear brothers and sisters,
如果有神与我们同在，
if the presence of God be with us,
他住在我们这里，
and He abides with us.
什么环境的变化你不需要害怕。
We do not need to fear any change in the circumstances.
许多时候你看见神的儿女们活得跟世人一样。
Many times we see the children of God live as those in this world.
惶惶不定。
And that we are always not settled.
这充分说明一件事情呢，神住在你里面，你没有感觉。
It just shows the sign that even though God abides in us, we do not have the sensitivity, we do not have this feeling.
这是多么可惜的一件事情呢。
And how sad this is.
并且呢，如果有神的同在。
And if we have the presence of God.
神住在我们的中间。
And he abides in our midst.
圣经一再形容他是一个活水的泉源。
And the Bible tells us he is the fountainhead.
那么我们就取之不尽的一个泉源的供应。
And he is the fountainhead that we can supply and we a ceaseless supply to us.
甚至这个泉源大到一个地步的时候，会像江河一样。
And this fountainhead is so vast that it will become rivers of flowing living water.
我为这个点，我永远感谢我的主。
And for this point, I'm forever thankful to my Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我大概恐怕在1970年左右的时候。
It was about in the 1970s.
那么，因为有人帮助我们，我开始对于住在我们里面开始注意。
And because others have helped us, I start to focus, pay attention to the fact that God abides with us.
我就知道每一样事物我都需要听他的。
Then I realize no matter what, I must obey him.
顺从圣灵在我里面的带领。
To follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit within.
不管外面人怎么说。
Regardless of what others may say.
我要顺从里面的感觉。
I must obey the guidance within.
结果我就感觉到在我里面得到了一个活水的泉源。
Then I discover there is this fountainhead within me.
哇，那个不仅是主的话， 这个有亮光，那个里面常常感觉非常的满足。
And not only is there light for His word because of the living water within, but there's much contentment.
所以那个时候我年纪轻，主也训练我。
And because I was young in those days, the Lord was training.
特别教导我要重视主的同在。
It was to teach me to really be attentive to the abiding of the Holy Spirit.
所以到后来我出门做工的时候
，So later when I was going out to serve，
我并不在乎说我手中有了几篇道可以讲。
I was not mindful how many messages I've prepared。
啊，我也不在这个惧怕什么陌生的环境。
I was not fearful of an unfamiliar situation。
啊，我出门的时候
，When I went out。
我第一重要的事情
，the most important thing，
我要摸一摸主有没有与我同在。
I have to touch and sense if the Lord's presence is with me。
我不是光是到哪里准备几篇道讲给人家听。
It's not as simple. Oh, I'm going somewhere, so let me prepare some messages to share.
去做这个做
那。I go preach the gospel, or do this or do that. No.
我要根据的是有没有他的同在。
I have to follow.The work based on if the presence of the Lord is with me.
有他的同在。
If His presence be with me,
我就没有惧怕。
I need not fear.
没有他的同在。
Without His presence,
再好的情况也不能做。
Even if the circumstances was better, favorable, I cannot go.
我想可能有很多弟兄姊妹啊，听过我过去讲过我这一段的经历。
Now I think brothers and sisters may have heard me share this experience before.
啊，容许我再讲一次。
Forgive me if I share it again.
因为这个经历对我来讲，那是一个很重要的一个转变。
Because this experience was a very important turning point for me.
啊，我26岁出来侍奉主。
When I came to serve, began to serve the Lord when I was 26.
那么隔年，隔了一年。
After one year after.
啊，有一个聚会呢，他们邀请我去传福音呢。
There was a fellowship, a gathering place, invited me to preach the gospel there.
那个时候我年轻啊，被人家邀请了，哇，受宠若惊的。这个居然有人要我去讲道了，你看。
I was young, I was invited, so I was pleasantly surprised. So others want me to share, okay.
那我说好，讲道嘛，那就好好预备，对不对
？I said, okay, fine. I just need to share, so let me prepare well.
然后就迫切祷告。
And so I prayed fervently.
因为那时候我们年长弟兄们告诉我们。
Because the elder saints told us.
你讲道不可以抄别人的。
Now when you preach, you cannot copy others.
所以我也不敢去看那些参考书。
So I didn't dare not go look at the reference books.
怕着主面前迫切祷告，仰望主。
I just prayed fervently on my knees to look to the Lord.
祷告了几个礼拜。
And I prayed for weeks.
哎，出现一个题目。
Now this theme, this topic appeared.
很高兴出现一个题目了。
I'm very happy now I have a topic.
然后呢，就找圣经节啊，跟这个题目有关的了，对不对
？So I searched the scriptures that connects to this topic.
平常我们讲道都是这样的了。
That's normally how we prepare a message.
又在圣经里面找了几节也不错的圣经啊，那么跟这个题目有关。
So I find some scripture that's connected with this topic, and they're good verses.
然后把它组织组织。
So I organize the thought.
那么也写了一点纲要
，and I had a structure，
然后找几个精彩的故事
，and some good outline and some good stories to fill in。
因为那个时候我们年轻嘛，不会讲道，对不对啊
？I was young, I don't know how to preach。
所以呢，要弄几个精彩的故事。
So let me find some exciting, colorful stories。
所以我也找了几个精彩的故事。
So I found some good stories。
你看这篇信息呢，蛮完全的。
And I looked at my message, it's very good。
题目有了。
I have the topic。
圣经节也有了。
I have my verses。
那个内容也有一些了。
I have some content。
也有几个很好的故事。
Very good stories to go with
it。我都知道，我一讲这个故事啊，他们一定很喜欢。
Now I know when I share this message, they will love it and they will love the story to go with it。
所以呢，我差不多有四个月的时间预备这篇信息。
I had about 4 months to prepare this message。
就每天把它看一遍。
So I looked at it every day。
怕忘记了。
So I won't forget.
一有空的时候就想一想。
And then when I have some time, I would think about it.
这样子经过四个月。
So after 4 months.
我说感谢主。
I said thank the Lord.
我终有一篇信息可以去讲。
And now I have a message I can go share.
终于时间到了。
And so the time's up.
那天呢，我坐火车大概到那个地方可能一个钟头。
I had to take the train to the location about one hour's ride.
因为没钱嘛，只能坐慢车了，一个钟头。
I did not have the finances, so I couldn't take the express. It was a longer ride.
我把这些 重要的东西都想了，现在不能把这个信息忘记。
And so I kept on thinking over the points. I can't forget these main points.
Yeah. 然后呢，上了车之后呢，我就找个角落坐着，把眼睛闭起来祷告。
So I got on the train. I went on the corner. I closed my eyes to pray.
Yeah, 一定要祷告。
I have to pray.
依靠主。
To trust in the Lord.
啊，要跟主有交通。
And I fellowship with the Lord.
啊，我坐在那个车上，我就在那里啊。这个闭着眼睛，什么也不敢看。
I was on the train. I closed my eyes. I didn't want to look around.
然后火车走，半个钟头过去。
So I was on the train ride. Half an hour passed.
忽然呢
？Suddenly.
里面出现一句话。
There's these words that came.
这个话到今天我都很清楚啊。
I still remember these words very vividly.
啊，这个保惠师在里面说话。
Because the comforter, the teacher, speaks within.
他说：“你不要说这，不要讲这个。
Oh, you do not share that message.
你讲这个。
Share this.”
你知道吗？我本来眼睛闭着的。
I had my eyes closed now, remember.
这个声音一来啊。
When the voice came.
我眼睛张开了。
I opened my eyes wide.
我说主啊。
I say, Lord.
不讲这个讲那个。
I don't share this, I'm going to share that.
你知道我四个月预备这篇信息。
You know, I prepared this message for 4 months.
主说不。
The Lord says no.
你要讲这个。
Share this.
那个题目我也不清楚。
I wasn't even clear on the topic.
也没有经文。
I have no verses.
我根本一点把握都没有。
I had no assurance.
所以因此我就在主面前啊，求主怜悯。
I say, Lord, have mercy.
我说主啊，你知道我是年幼的。
Lord, you know how young I am.
啊，我才26岁啊。
I'm only 26.
我没有讲道的经验。
I don't have experience to preach.
我不像人家讲道讲了很多，他可以。
I don't know like others who preach a long time.
你要连续我。
Oh, have mercy on me.
四个月啊。
Have mercy on me. 4 months' work.
你这个不讲，我去讲那个，这个临时来，我怎么讲呢
？You don't want me to share on that, but this and it just come now.
所以我一直在主面前求啊求啊。
So I was pleading with the Lord again and again.
好像主也不讲话。
And the Lord didn't seem to speak.
啊，哎呀，看着那个火车慢慢往前走啊，这个心里着急的不得了。
And I see the train moving forward. I'm very, very anxious.
后来主就说了。
And then the Lord said.
主说，如果你要讲这个，可以。
If you want to continue to speak on that, fine.
我就不去了。
I won't go.
好，我说主，你不去还可以啊。
I say, Lord, how can you not go?
不行，你一定要去。
No, you must go.
那主说好，你要我去，你要听我的。
If you want me to go, you must listen to me.
真是为难啊。
I'm in a bind now.
你看，我苦苦的哀求啊。
I was pleading.
但这个里面就是不平安。
But there's no peace. There's just I cannot be settled.
主说好。
The Lord said, fine.
如果你喜欢讲这边道，你自己去讲吧。
If you want to go on with your message, go right ahead.
我就不去了。
I won't go.
我知道这是一个关键的时刻。
I know this is the crucial point.
那我需要学习顺服。
So I need to learn obedience.
我已经把自己奉献给主了。
I already consecrated myself to the Lord.
我到最后没办法，我咬着牙，我说主啊，好吧。
I had no other way. I just clenched my teeth and said, fine, Lord.
死就死吧。
No, okay, if I die, I die.
我听你的。
I obey you.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
等我这句话讲完之后
，And after I said those words，
我整个人翻腾。
Oh, then I was settled.
一点的安息快乐都没有。
Oh, I was just very a wreck.、
哎、
I did not have any peace or rest.
挣扎痛苦啊
！I was just struggling and struggling in sorrow.
难过得不得了、啊、
I was in much sorrow.
我想今天怎么办、
啊、？Now what do I do？
主给我这么个题目，是什么我也不会讲。
The Lord gave me this topic. I don't know what to say.
那么终于火车到站。
And so now the train has arrived.、
啊、那么他们有几个弟兄在火车站上面接我。
And there are some brothers who came to pick me up.
啊，他们很高兴的，一看，哇，孙弟兄来了。
And then they greeted me very warmly. Oh, brother son, you come.
我整个人木了。
I just stood still. I was numb. I had no feeling.
那个弟兄跑来拉我的手啊，我也不知道是什么，手冰凉的。
The brother went, came and shook my hand, but I had no response. I felt cold.
啊，这个弟兄说，哎呀，聚会时间快到了，走，就拥着我走了。
Oh, the time is up for the meeting. Let's go. Let's rush off.
然后我们就上了他的汽车。
Now we went on his car.
那么开到那个会所的时候呢
？Now we arrived at the building.
里面已经开始唱诗歌了。
Now they're already singing the hymn.、
嗯他们已经开始唱诗歌了。
The hymn singing began.
我这个人呢，好像失了魂一样的，这个就是慢慢跟他们走的坐在最前面。
I was just like walking dead. I just walked right up to the front.
我在那仰望主怜悯。
I still looked to the Lord for His mercy.
我说主啊，你看来了那么多人。
Look, Lord, so many people.
你让我回去讲这一篇吧。
Can I go back and share my message?
但是我发觉好像一道墙一样的。
It's just like a wall.
你跨不过去的。
I just cannot get over the hurdle.
真是非常为难。
I was in a very difficult situation.
那个领诗歌人领完唱完诗歌了。
The hymn leader finished the song.
他说我们感谢神，今天呢从台北有一个孙弟兄到我们中间来。Say
we thank God. Now we invited a brother from Taipei, brother Sun, and he will share with us.
一点感觉都没有。
I had no feeling.
我硬着头皮就上去了。And
I just had to bite the bullet and go.
弟兄姊妹多奇妙啊！
Brothers and sisters, how wonderful!
当我站在台上的时候，
When I stood on the pulpit,
哇，神的同在那么丰富。
The presence of God was so abundant, so rich.
我就开口了。
I opened my mouth.
我自己也不知道讲什么。
I didn't know what I was sharing.
但是那个话呢？ 真是像活水的江河一样往外涌。But
those words just flow like rivers of living water.
哇，一边讲啊讲啊讲，这个流利的不得了。I
continue to share and share, and it just flowed.
全场鸦雀无声。And
the crowd was silent.
我一面讲。I
continue to speak.
连我自己里面都稀奇。I
was even amazed from within.
哎呦，这个话从哪里来的？
Where did I get these words? Where did these words come from?
我就这么一直讲。And
how can I keep on preaching and sharing?
哇，那天。 从头到尾一气哈成，
and I just from beginning to end, just on one breath, it was all completed.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢神的怜悯，
thank the Lord for His mercy.
因为这是神给我的教育和教导，
and that is the education, the training which God gave me.
不在乎你的准备，
it is not dependent upon your preparation.
不在乎你的热心，
it is not on your zeal.
不在乎你这个那个，
it's not dependent on this or that from you.
在乎他的同在，
but it depends on His presence.
我讲了这么多年的道，
so I preached for so many years.
弟兄姊妹， 我觉得后来讲很多道 都赶不上那一篇。
I share with you, I share many, many messages after that one, but none can compare with that one.
哇，那个真正从圣灵直接来的负担呢？
That was just a direct burden from the Holy Spirit.
当然，这么多年过去了。
Of course, so many years have passed.
我知道这是主给我的一个教导。I
know that was teaching from the Lord.
他要让我知道他的同在才是最重要的解释。
It was to teach me to know His the importance of His presence, which counts.
所以现在无论去哪里，
so now, no matter where I go,
我第一件事情我要摸的是有没有主的同在。
The first thing I have to consider and know is the presence of the Lord with me.
你就不需要害怕。If
the Lord's presence is with me, I do not need to fear.
当然了，以后主也没有再做过同样的事。Of
course, the Lord has not done the same work with me since.
如果每次都这样，我恐怕活不到今天的。If
that was the case, the example every time, I don't think I can take it today.
那个太紧张了。It's
just too much to bear.
那只是说主给我一个训练。But
it's just training that the Lord gave me because I was young.
主就是教导我们。The
Lord is teaching us.
今天你侍奉神。Today
you serve God.
弟兄姊妹，不是要去发表你自己的感觉。Brothers
and sisters, it's not to express your own thought.
是主叫你怎样说，你就怎样说。But
you say what the Lord tells you to say.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。And
so this is a very important matter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so my dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道神的同在在我们基督徒生活里是一个极大的祝福。
Today we must realize the presence of God with us today in our daily living is a great blessing.
它可以成为一个取之不尽用之不绝的一个活水的泉源。
It is endless, it is infinite as a rivers of flowing water that we can draw upon.
我有时候很同情看见有些弟兄姊妹在各处侍奉啊。
And sometimes I can really empathize with brothers and sisters who serve elsewhere.
哎呀，又觉得真的是不容易。
I feel it is not easy.
那么这充分说明一件什么事情呢？
And what does that really tell us?
今天可能我们在道理上知道一些。
It might be a telltale sign that in knowledge, in doctrine, we know certain things.
在实际的生活里，
but in practical living,
还是没有活在
we have yet to live under the covenant of the new covenant. We still follow the Lord from without.
And
now, there's not my intention to criticize others, but it is just my empathy deep from within.
按理讲主的话是无穷无尽的。
By reason, we know the word of God is boundless, it's rich.
我所以敢讲这个话，
and I dare say such words today,
不是我自己有什么本事，
it's not because I have anything I can boast of,
因为我知道主的同在在我里面，
but because I know the presence of the Lord is within me.
没有这些顾忌的，
so I don't need to be worried and concerned about what I share.
今天很多人你看讲没有东西讲了， 什么地理历史时事， 搞了一大堆东西出来。
But today many have nothing to say and no substance, so they give you a lot of the background and the history and all of that.
要不然预备很多的笑话比喻这是，
and they give you many jokes and many examples to share with you.
基督教 变成了一个表现口才的地方。
And Christianity, the pulpit has become a forum for you to express how eloquent you are.
表现我们的学问去了。
To express our knowledge.
这是何等大的错误呢？
And what a mistake that is.
弟兄姊妹们，你必须分辨这两个时代之间的区别。
Brothers and sisters, we must discern the difference of these two covenants.
求主在这些年间，这是做点恢复的工作。
And may the Lord in these days, He will do some recovery work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers
and sisters. 这还不仅这位宝惠师在你里面成了一个取之不尽的一个泉源。
Not only is this comforter within us that he is a living water we can draw endlessly from.
他在我们里面带来可信的盼望。
But he gives us a trustworthy hope from within.
我们因此知道圣经中所有的话语一定要应验。
We know all the words of the scriptures will be fulfilled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And what important matter this is.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
这一位宝惠师在我们的里面。
This comforter who is within us.
他也在我们里面恢复了那个次序。
He also recovers the order from within.
我们知道什么叫堕落吗？
Do we know what it means to be fallen, to be corrupt?
堕落就是人里面的次序混乱。
To be fallen or corrupt means the order within is in chaos.
撒旦把罪带进来。
He has, Satan has brought in sin.
人的灵枯萎死了。
The spirit of man withered and died.
然后魂都爬头了。
And so the soul comes forth.
有甚至有的人肉体爬头了。
And some, even the body, the flesh comes forth.
这个整个次序乱了。
And this order is in chaos.
啊，人的正常次序是灵魂体这样的。
And in the correct order of man, it should be spirit, soul, and body.
现在灵不没有功用。
Now the spirit is without function.
魂在那里就一直的在那发挥。
And the soul is always expressing itself.
肉体的欲望占据我们。
And the lust of the flesh overcomes.
所以这个次序一乱。
And when there's this disorder,
人成了一个堕落的人。
A man is fallen.
就整个社会跟着一起堕落。
And the society follows.
现在是宝惠师进来了。
But now the comforter comes.
他就在我们里面重新恢复次序。
Within, he restores the order.
就好像创世纪第一章一样。
Just as in Genesis chapter 1.
神的灵运行在水面上。
When the spirit of God hovered over above the water.
然后神说话。
And God spoke.
哇，我们就看见了整个空虚混沌渊灭黑暗的世界就开始慢慢变成美丽了。
Then we're able to see this world which became formless and void and empty now has been restored and become beautiful again.
所以是这位宝惠师在我们里面叫我们从这个杂乱的变成整齐的。
It is this comforter who has complete, restored this chaos to be in the right order.
什么叫属灵人呢？
What is a spiritual man?
就他里面比你整齐一点。
Yeah, because the spiritual man is more in order than you are.
他做事不是颠三倒四的。
Because the spiritual man does not think do things out of order. There is an order.
因为我们呢做事没次序。
Because when we act, there is disorder.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
圣灵在我们里面。
Today, when the Holy Spirit does this work within us.
那么圣灵的工作。
So the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么也是丑陋的。变为美丽的。
He will turn the ugly into beautiful.
这是这位宝惠师的工作。
And that is the work of the comforter.
你知道我们的天性真的很丑恶啊。
You know our nature is very ugly.
那么圣灵把基督的性情带到我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will bring in the nature of Christ within us.
所以基督徒就变得美丽起来。
And so the character, the nature of a Christian ought to be beautiful.
我们也从背叛的变成顺服的。
And from that which is rebellious, we become obedient.
所以穆安德利弟兄曾经有一句话说
，And so Brother Andrew Murray has said these words.
他说圣灵的工作总是把那个低级的变成高级的。
That the Holy Spirit always will turn that which is very low level into a high level.
我们以为说今天我们呢受了高等教育，我们教育使我们变得高级，不会的。
Perhaps we think I'm highly educated, so I'm in a very high level. No, not at all.
只有这一位圣灵在你里面，他所做的叫你的性情改变。那个才是显出那个高级。
Only the work of the Holy Spirit within us will transform us, will bring us into such a high level.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅在我们个人里面做。
Now, brothers and sisters, not the only Holy Spirit work within us.
他也在整个教会里面做。
But he does the same work within the whole church.
教会的次序是因为我们人 个人里面有次序的一个结果，是吧？
Now the order of the church is only the result of the personal order in each one of us.
今天呢，我们侍奉主，我们老是喜欢把教会弄得个整整齐齐的啊。
Now today when we serve, we like to have order in the church.
我看了从几十年前看到现在，我看见没有哪个教会给他弄得真的整整齐齐。
Now for so many decades, I look at the various local churches. I do not see one who is ordered perfectly.
很多人还画表分工分得很清楚。
Many would have diagrams and structures and have different jobs. Very clearly distinct.
还是乱七八糟的。
But it is still very chaotic.
我们要知道这个教会的次序是顺服圣灵的结果啊。
But we must realize the order in the church is a result of all of our obedience to the Holy Spirit.
如果我们不懂得遵从这位宝会师在我们里面的带领，
If we do not honor and obey the guidance of the teacher, the comforter within us,
不懂得在教会里面尊重圣灵的引导，
And we do not know to follow, honor the guidance of the Holy Spirit in the church,
就没有次序可言。
We cannot speak of any order at all.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So my dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见在这个新的时代里面，
When we see in this new covenant,
这另一位宝会师来了，
When this another comforter comes,
他所做的工作是多么的重要。
We can see the importance of all his work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
主也把我摆在教会的侍奉里面。
Now the Lord has placed me among service in the church.
多少人在那里寻找教会的路啊？
And so many are searching for the way for the church.
圣经已经很清楚给我们有带领。
But the Bible tells us already very clearly.
仰望这一位宝会师。
But we have to look unto this comforter.
他在我们里面给我们有带领。
And he within will guide us.
所以一到了新的时代里面，
So when we're in this new covenant, this new age,
圣灵成了内住的灵。
The Spirit has become the indwelling Spirit.
完成神的荣耀的心意。
To complete that glorious will of God.
所以我们个人是圣灵的居所。
So individually, we are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
我们整个教会的建造也要成为神的居所。
And even more so, the entire church ought to be the habitation of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要注意一下，在我们的生活中有没有圣灵的同在。
We have to pay careful attention if in our daily living we have the presence of the Holy Spirit with us.
在聚会中也是一样。
It is the same when we're in the meeting place.
注意主的同在。
We have to pay attention to the presence of the Spirit. 但愿我们都像大卫
那个心志啊。
We have to have that heart of David.
一心为耶和华寻的安息的所在。
And that we desire to find a resting place for the Lord God.
愿我们的聚会，
So in our meeting place,
成为我们的主安息的所在。
Would be a resting place for our Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So my dear brothers and sisters,
我愿意把这些话交通给大家。
I like to share these words with everyone.
有时候已经到末了啊。
Because the time is in the last days.
我们还有不多的机会在地上跟随主。
We do not have much opportunity to follow the Lord.
我们必须知道圣灵工作的手。
We have to know well the working hand of the Holy Spirit.
今天很可惜，
It's very sad today.
我们看见有很多所谓追求圣灵的人把圣灵的工作弄得太低了。
We see even many who profess to pursue the work of the Holy Spirit has very lowered his work.
也有人很怕提到圣灵的工作。
Now many are very hesitant to mention about the work of the Holy Spirit.
不。
No.
主说他是另一位保惠师。
The Lord says the Holy Spirit is another comforter.
啊，他跟主所做的性质和目标都是一致的。
The nature, the goal of his work is the same as the Lord.
这个方式不一样。
The way which is carried out may differ.
但是更实际的。
But it's even more practical.
所以主才说，
So the Lord says,
我去是与你们有益处。
It is expedient for you that I go.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
So let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Our Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
你曾经在地上劳苦付代价。
And thou have labored and paid the cost on earth.
你完成了父的旨意。
And have completed the will of God the Father.
今天你求父赐下另一位保惠师。
And today thou have asked God the Father to grant us another comforter.
他要把你所做的完成在我们的身上。
He is to complete all of your work within us.
但愿今天我们知道怎样顺从他的带领。
So may we know how to follow his guidance within.
好叫我们的生活
能够进入实际。
So that our daily living can enter into reality.
我们能多多经历基督的丰富。
So that we may more richly experience the richness of Christ.
主啊，愿圣灵使用这些话语。
Our Lord, may the Holy Spirit use these words.
确实在我们里面做工。
And truly work within us.
我们把一切的敬拜归给你。
And we give thee all the worship.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.